Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Sunday morning team. We're all here. Let's go down the list. Community activist, home care advocate, and our political analyst here on the show, all these titles, Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to the people in Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor, speaker, author, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
The chaplain, he's a gospel singer. He's an artist. He's a minister. Also with a chaplain with the police, International Police and Firemen's Association. Good morning, Chaplain Kathy.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Shout out to the missionary and hello, Detroit.
Well, great. The team is here. And I know that missionary, she has been, we've been kind of missing each other, but she is in town. Minister Smith, I heard he was out of town and just coming back, I think, today or tomorrow. So that's where the team. And then, of course, I know Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, busy as ever these days. But we are moving on. I've got some events I wanted to cover with you first. I haven't had a financial seminar in a while, but I've got one coming up. I'm partnering with a company called Never Lose Money Strategy, along with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. We had a financial boot camp. We wanted it before the holidays, before the new year. So it's going to be Saturday, December 17th from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. It's $25 and tickets are available at eventbrite.com. We're going to be talking about retirement, tuition, health. We're going to have a representative from Humana Health there. Also, money coach Jeffrey Taylor is going to be there. Consultants, refreshments and more, and of course yours truly, one of the facilitators for the financial boot camp coming up. It's going to be in Farmington Hills, 31513 Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills, and this is just going to be the first of a few financial boot camps over the next year with Never Lose Money Strategy and Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. I also wanted to let you know of a few other items. These items are in cooperation with Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. If you live in District 6, which is on the west side of Detroit, 8 Mile to the north, Telegraph to the west, Grand River Finkel to the south, and Myers to the east, if you live in that group, these events are primarily for you. A free movie, Devotion. You know, that movie is about the black fighter pilots during the Korean War. And it just came out about 2 weeks ago. And we have free tickets for veterans in District 6 and their teenage family members, like nieces and nephews, because we want to encourage the younger people to learn about what happened in the past, our history, our future. So the movie is Devotion. It's at AMC 20, and it's Sunday, December 11th at 2:30 in the afternoon. And I have one phone number for all of these events. And that is my number down at the commission, 313-224-0881. 313-224-0881 for free tickets to the movie Devotion. Also, everybody is invited to our holiday party. It's December 19th at Pace, Michigan, which is on 17330 Graydale. And it's food, entertainment. We're going to be giving our awards out to the outstanding delegates like Henrietta Ivy at this holiday party at Pace, Southeast Michigan. You know, Pace is one of those, I don't know if you've seen those Pace trucks or vans. They help seniors here in Michigan. And it's their brand new headquarters on Graydale Street. It's from 4:30 to 7:30, Monday, December 19th, our holiday party. Everybody is invited to that. Food and everything. Food, entertainment. The entertainment's great, let me tell you. I know who's going to be there, and I know what's going on, so please. We're also going to be giving our awards to the top three houses that have the holiday light displays. The number one winner is going to win $500. Second prize is $250, and the third prize winner is going to win $100. And if you want to, if your home is in this region, this District 6, call me so that I can register you for the contest. Again, the number 313-224-0881. And here's another one. Skating party at Northland Skating on Wednesday, December 7th from 6 to 9. It's free. Free. So call me. 313-224-0881. 313-224-0881. All of these events are free. So just call me and let me know how many tickets you need for each of those, okay? All right. All right. And songstress, minister, prophetess, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, and good morning to the listening audience. I miss you guys. I've been crazy busy, but I'm so happy to be on the line with you today.
Yes, we miss you too, and the whole team is here this morning. We are so excited. And so when we come back after this short break, we've got the latest news and, of course, weather, and then like to hear from the Sunday morning team. We'll be right back after these messages.
Comprehensive, and it's not expensive, essential for financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate, when we communicate, and we educate, and we motivate, and we innovate. It's Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for those of you who are calling in. Thanks to those of you who are streaming online, listening to it online. We appreciate you. Glad you're here. Excuse me. One of his more outrageous online disgrace former President Donald Trump called for the termination of the U.S. Constitution and his reinstatement to the U.S. presidency. Saturday, on his social media outlet Truth Social, Donald Trump repeated old lies like big tech is working with the Democrats, that the 2020 election was false and full of fraud. Trump recently announced he was running for U.S. president for the third time at a lackluster, somber event at Mar-a-Lago, his Florida home. Scientists and government leaders are thinking about their options as lava flows from Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano. It's slowly creeping towards at least 2.5 miles from a major highway in Hawaii. Some options include digging trenches to redirect the flow so it won't get closer to the highway or to homes. They're also thinking about spraying thousands of gallons of water to cool off the lava. And they're also thinking about bombing the volcano. Can you imagine that? But they have done it before. In 1935, the U.S. Army bombed a volcano with 2 600-pound bombs. But back then, they didn't have precision technology, and the bombs kind of went off course a little bit, and it did not work. So trying to stop a volcano, interesting. Dr. Pepper kind of failed yesterday at the LSU-Georgia game. Every year, Dr. Pepper has two contestants try to throw footballs into two open Dr. Pepper cans. Well, in the first round, they both tied. Both contestants tied. Then in the tiebreaker, they tied again. But some genius at Dr. Pepper decided just to pick a winner according to their fine print rules, and they gave one person $100,000. Well, within minutes, news spread on social media that Dr. Pepper wasn't fair, and people started booing at the game at Dr. Pepper. And of course, as you know, it just took a little bit of that social media outrage. And Dr. Pepper, after careful review, decided to award both contestants $100,000. Wow. That was interesting. Now, a couple of other notes. Russia's notorious Wagner Group, it's a bunch of hired guns fighting for Russia in the Ukraine war. Do you know they have started recruiting black Africans to fight Ukraine? Just shows you how desperate things have become. They have admitted to recruiting at least one prisoner from Zambia who died while fighting Ukraine in the war. They're getting desperate. A rogue wave. A passenger was killed, one passenger was killed and four injured when a rogue wave hit the cruise ship during a storm this week. The passengers had been taking an Antarctic cruise aboard Viking's Polaris when it was hit by the storm as it sailed towards Argentina late Tuesday evening. The storm caused a giant wave that broke several panes of glass on the cruise ship, and unfortunately, those fell onto and killed an American woman. How strange this is. Viking Cruises confirmed in a statement issued Saturday that the ship had been hit by a rogue wave, a type of wave the U.S. National Ocean Service described as being greater than twice the size of the surrounding waves. It is with great sadness that we confirmed a guest passed away following the incident, Viking Cruises said. How unfortunate. Let's go to weather before we go down the list. Kimberly, what's going on this week and today?
So good morning, everyone. It is cold outside. I'm looking out my window and the sun is out. It looks beautiful, but it's only 24 degrees. Now, Bishop, Captain Kathy, I'm going to need a little bit of help because we got one day that's really good. I'll let you know when that comes in. But for today, expect it to be mostly sunny with a high of 39 and a low of 25. Tomorrow, look for evening showers with a high of 43 and a low of 33. On Tuesday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 42 and a low of 34. Here's where you come in, Bishop. Look for scattered showers on Wednesday, our warmest day. We will hit a high of 46 with a low of 31.
Well, you got some help on here, a little piece of help.
Amen. And on Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 40 and a low of 34. And on Friday, look for rain and snow showers. It is the time of year. And with a high of 38 and a low of 33. And next Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39 and a low of 35. And that's the weather.
How much help was you looking for this morning?
Just a Wednesday, because it was 46.
You set me up.
It was 46.
46, yeah. You got some help on here. How about that?
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, that's great news, and it's at least it's not biting cold, you know, like we normally expect around December, first week of December.
Right.
That, we can live with this. This is great.
Right.
All right. Let's find out what's going on. You know, I keep running into this lady as I go out. She works hard like I do out here with the candidates. Henrietta Ivy, good morning. How's your week been?
Good morning, Michael. It has been a busy week. You know, we're just coming off of our general election. We have State of Michigan has won both in State House and in the Senate. So we are looking for some amazing things moving into 2023 when it comes to policies and when it comes to just getting things on done here in the State of Michigan and right here in the city of Detroit. Now that we have the power up in the state and the Senate, we are, you know, the citizens down here is looking for some really, really great things. We are gathering and having conversations and getting our ideas together to be able to, you know, work with our new legislators, a lot of them who are millennials. Like, we have a lot of new legislators who beat out incumbents, and a lot of them are millennials. So that's a huge thing right there. We got a lot of young people sitting up in those seats, and then we got a few of them that regained their incumbency, and we're just looking for some great things. I had the pleasure, like you said, Michael, to run into you yesterday at the 12th luncheon, and it was amazing to see you walking up, and the room was full. We had a lot of power in the room yesterday, a lot of people who are doing a lot of things down here in the city. But, you know, that's basically what's going on right now. We're kind of just, you know, gearing up for the 2023 for January, looking to be in Lansing myself. I won't formally announce it until I get the ink dry, but hopefully I'll be working up in Lansing in January as well. If not, you know, I'm still going to be going up there regardless. You know, don't have to work there to be going there. And just, you know, really sitting and, you know, getting plans together for the 2023 new year with, you know, a lot of great things happening. I do want to mention that it has been almost 70 years for the first Black Democrat that we had in office, and that is in our congressional seat. The last person that held that seat was Brenda Lawrence, who is retiring. And when that seat was left open, you had many, many people running for that seat. And, of course, we all know that Sri Thanadar beat out all of candidates running. And I believe his connection to the voters was him being able to connect, being very visible, and being able to tap in. And this is something I tell candidates running. You have to have a connection with the community. It's nothing to do with canvassing and, you know, shaking hands and setting up little events where people can come talk to you. It is the stronghold comes when you come out and talk to them, like literally sit and walk amongst them, talk to them like you're one of them. Sri Thanadar was very successful in doing that. And I feel like that is one of the reasons why he was able to win that seat. I know a lot of people want to think it was because he had money and, you know, all these other things, but I have to give credit where credit is due. He made himself very, very visible to the community. Like, you would see Sri walking amongst the crowd like he was a regular person. He didn't have an entourage of people with him. He didn't make people feel like you couldn't reach and touch him. He was really right there talking, shaking hands, having conversations, eating food, going to people's houses, sitting on their front porch, walking the blocks with him and his team, not security. And I think that's what the community latched onto, and that's why we were able, that's why he was able to win that seat, on top of his own story of being a poor immigrant coming to this country and making a life for himself, you know, with a lot of shaky background there. But we'll say this, it worked for him. And this is what I tell any candidate moving forward, like people like Monique Baker McCormick, who was another person instrumental in winning her seat again because she got out there, she walked amongst the people. When you're talking about winning a seat and when you're talking about trying to be a voice for the community has to feel connected to you. Not that you just come with a good storytelling and, you know, you want to come and you got the wheels and the bells, and that's cute too, but people want to know how involved are you and how dedicated and what is your connection with us? And so he was able to win that seat. It was a write-up in the, came out of the politics newsletter, and this came in about in November 7th, about have the first time in 70 years that a Black person won't be represented in Congress. But the closest thing we got was an Indian, which is losing a voice in Congress and losing our legacy when it comes to Black people representing our community is getting very thin. And I think what's happening is voters in the Democratic Party, Black voters, are not using that vote because you're Black mentality anymore, especially with a lot of young people who came out.
Yeah,
and voted
you have to bring
like
something. You got
to
bring.
Yeah,
you got to bring something to the table. And also, even if if you lose, don't give up. You know,
exactly.
I've seen people; their career took off after they lost. They got appointed to boards. They got appointed to positions. You know, look at the Supreme Court justice that just she ran for Supreme Court, lost, but then Governor Whitmer
got appointed
her to 36th District. I mean, to the Supreme Court.
It
so
happened.
She got, so she still got on there. So it, you know, you don't
listen,
give up.
So Andre Otis lost his race too, and he got appointed chief of staff. So it's like people.
See,
that's
exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes. I want to welcome Minister Smith to the line. Good morning, Minister Smith. I see you're there. Well, he did just log on. Let's go to
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, there he is. Good morning. Good morning. Just want to hear your voice. We're going to come back to you a little bit later for you, some words of inspiration, sir.
Let's go to
Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. So before I get to my good news story, I want to just say congratulations, Henrietta. I think that is phenomenal, the great work that you are doing. And thank you to Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick and Michael Van Tool for recognizing that. So it is important that we give our roses to our celebrated. And
that's
I'm going
right.
to call you a thank soldier.
You. And people that work
because
so
that's
hard.
What
to
you are.
Thank you, Kim.
I mean, I couldn't do it without all of you guys. I mean, to be honest, and I can say this honestly, I draw a lot of inspiration from my team here on the Michael Van Tool Show. You guys keep me, keep the fire under my feet because you keep me reminded of the work that needs to be done. And so when I have those days, as you both all probably remember, last week was very rough for me, very stressful, very stressful. And it was at a point where I felt like, you know, do I proceed in all this that I'm doing? I've done so much work, and it just seemed like it didn't go anywhere. But I was reminded by the love and concern and my team here, the Sunday morning team, and my team in the community who kept me from making a decision I probably would have regretted. So thank you guys for allowing me to be able to have these platforms and continue the work that I'm doing.
Oh, that was nice.
All right, so let's mention her.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
No problem. So the holidays are coming, and many of us are having Christmas parties. Michael, you mentioned the Christmas celebration.
Yep,
many of us are
going to
get together
yep.
with family and friends. That's right. And it's a festive time. But for people that are struggling, oftentimes we'll ask them, well, how are you doing? And they'll tell you they're fine. And so the headline is 2/3 of people will tell you they're fine over their holidays, even when they're not. Here are 12 better responses. So I'm going to give you some responses in some of those conversations. A poll of 2,000 adults found that 2/3 will tell friends and family they are fine over the holiday period, even when they're not. Half of the respondents believe others don't want to hear about their troubles because it dampens the mood, so they keep the conversation lighthearted. But the study commissioned by British snack food company Walker to shine a light on the benefits of opening up and talking more found that 87% confessed to just saying they're fine on autopilot without even thinking about how they actually feel. Walker's and Comic Relief teamed up with TV and radio presenter and mental well-being campaigner Roman Kemp to inspire people to open up and talk more. As someone who has been open about their own battle with mental health and seen firsthand the devastating consequences of people bottling up their feelings, this is a campaign very close to my heart, said Kemp. So I'm hoping that through this campaign, we can help open up the conversation surrounding mental well-being and get people to having open and honest conversations about how they're feeling. So here are the 12 responses that might open up a conversation. Number one, can't complain. I have tried, but no one listens. Number two, not bad, could be better, though. I have a pulse, so that's good. The next one is, how do you think that I am doing? The next one is, I don't feel great, but my hair looks amazing. Next is, I am doing well, but that could be my antidepressants speaking. I thought that one was funny. The next one, things are fine when you're around. That's a good one. Fair to partly cloudy. Next is you go first, then we can compare. Then next is not quite there yet. And next is do you want the short or the detailed version? And the next one, which is one of my favorites, I'm under renovation. So those are 12 responses that when you're talking with someone and you're asking how they're doing or how they're feeling, these are some responses that you can give. And especially, Henrietta, since you shared that last week was such a bad week for you, and I'm glad that you were able to reach out and speak to people, because in order for us to get through things in life, we can't do things alone. We need other people around us.
You're
so
right.
Important.
I'm glad you brought this up, Kimberly, because, you know, people ask you that all the time, how you doing, but I don't think they have the time for your answer I think that's why people don't answer it truthfully, because they don't think you really want to hear it. It's just one of those customary things, like when you answer the phone and say hello or bye, or so when somebody says, how are you doing? You know, everybody says, I'm fine. But isn't sometimes ask me that, and they just stop. They won't ask me anything else. and it just lets me know that they did want to find out how I was doing. It's shocking when somebody, you know, if I say, Kimberly, so how are things going? And then that becomes our conversation. It's shocking when people have the time to actually talk to you. And I always remember when people ask me that, because I'm surprised when they don't have something else to say, and they actually wanted to listen to me. You know, it's shocking when people want to have an actual real conversation these days, and I'm always shocked with that, you know. But that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. All right. We haven't heard from this young lady in a while. Let me just stop everything that I'm doing here and focus on Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist. And welcome back. It's good to be here.
Goodness. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome back.
Thank you for welcoming me back.
Welcome back.
I
got to say it too.
Thank you.
Yes. Let's just have a moment of silence to listen so that we can listen to her right now. Okay, let's focus all of our attention on Evangelist Christy Laster.
Oh, my goodness. I have been running. Every year we do a women's conference. So that was, it turned out very well. The Lord really blessed the women that were there. And I'd like to share this morning our theme that God gave me for the conference. And our theme was, I am becoming. And so I was thinking about this morning, and I drew this from the speakers that spoke on that Friday. But let me back up and just say, thank you, Henrietta, for being transparent this morning. Thank you, Kimberly, for your story this morning, because when people ask me how I'm doing, I often say, do you want the truth, or you're just saying that as just passing by. So I agree with you, Michael Van Tool, that sometimes people say, yeah, I really want to know, how are you doing? What's been going on with you? What's the latest and greatest? So there are people that genuinely care about what's happening in your life. They care about you becoming stronger. They care about you becoming better and walking into all the things that God has for you. So our theme of the conference was I Am Becoming. And I think that we all, at some point in our lives, even now, we have found ourselves in a position where we're making a decision about how we move forward with our lives, or we're walking in our purpose and we want to make sure that we are impacting people for the better. We want to make sure that our heart is in the right position, our mind is in the right position, and that we're going along in the correct path. And there's always opportunity for us to grow, for us to develop, for us to become better at whatever it is we may be doing, even if we're already making an impact. So I thought about in Luke, the first chapter in the 80th verse, it's talking about John the Baptist. And it talks about how he was in the desert until his showing to Israel. So in the desert, we know what happens in the desert and the wilderness. It's usually, it's a dry place in the desert. You can't find all the water that you need. Some of us get tired and weary in the desert because we're waiting on that time, that moment when what God has placed in us, or our ideas, our thoughts, our purpose will come into fruition. So I wanted to encourage somebody and say, you are becoming. And the things that we experience in our lives, sometimes we feel that they're stumbling blocks or they're hindrances or they're whatever in a negative way, but it's building you. It's pushing you. It could be motivating you. It's giving you strength to become what you are to become. So I just want to encourage everybody, don't stop becoming. You may find yourself in a desert place for a season, but there's going to become a point in time. You know, they call John the Baptist great because he was baptizing all these people. He had it going on, and he said, no, there's one that's coming that's greater than I. But before he got there, he was in a dry place. So don't stop. Don't quit. Don't turn around. You have to keep going because you are becoming amazing, great, and wonderful. And people need to see, hear, and know what's in you so that they can start their journey of becoming.
What
so
an inspiring, oh my goodness, what an inspiring message this morning.
That hit right there.
Yes,
thank you. Mm-hmm.
And that just reinforced what me and Henrietta were talking about. When you lose an election, don't look at it like you just lost. Like I said, I know of a few instances where people got appointed to the same position that they were running for and lost. They got appointed to it, or they got appointed to a different position. God is going to, you know, God will work through things, around things. He will go around people, okay? If somebody's standing in your way, you think God is going to be intimidated by somebody, than a human being? If they're trying
not
to
at
help
all.
You, he will go right through them for you, okay? He'll go above. He'll go under them, above them, around them, to make sure that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me stop and let somebody else.
Yes.
I'm slipping.
Yeah, but
slipping.
Think about this.
I'm slipping.
You preach it, man. You preach it, man.
I'm slipping.
He preach it, Mike. Remember John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's belly all those years ago. Right,
you better
all
stop.
Those years ago,
well,
and then
stop it.
when Jesus started his ministry, there was the reconnection. So God will connect you to people from many years ago. To give into your life, to pour into your life, to bring things back around to you that you thought that maybe you lost. He'll bring it right back around to you.
Yes,
so I believe that.
Yes.
That's 100% the truth right there.
And Chad,
you might as well
come in here now.
It's offering time. She done preached that. Yeah, it's offering time now. You hear me? It is offering time, man.
The door
she deserves a blessing for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But go ahead, Chaplain. Go ahead, Chaplain.
I want my intro too. I want you to introduce me.
You sounded like you were starting to preach already, and I just wanted to let you keep moving forward. But no, okay, Chaplain Kathy, what is your word of inspiration this morning, sir?
I'm piggybacking. I'm piggybacking off what has already been delivered. Man, what such power within this team.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. No matter how many players you got that don't make it a team, if everybody is not working together, if everybody is not on the same page, if everybody is not doing their part, that's what makes it a good team. Today's focus is on our team. All the things that God, if you talk about purpose, yes, there is a purpose. If God wake you up for another day, it's because no matter what you've been through yesterday, he has something for your life right now. I wish I had a small
piece
of help.
Come on, man. Come on.
When you know that God has a purpose for your life right now. See, he is not a God that'll wait to after a while to get it done.
That's right.
He gets it done right now. And that's how we're able to see the manifestation of God's glory right now through Sister Henrietta, through Sister Kimberly Bassett Davis, through the somebody help me here. What's the sister name?
The great
Kristy Lassner. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right?
Yep.
Lord, I didn't say it right, so they didn't cut me off. I wish I had.
That's right. You're right.
You ever get somebody's name wrong and they just stop talking to you?
No. Chaplain.
You said it right.
Chaplain, my team of censors have not cut you off. You're still on.
No, you guys didn't. Listen, I tell you what, our team, I'm so glad and so proud to be a part of it. Every one of us collectively are doing a great job. Yeah. And most of the time, we never take the time out to just focus in on what we have. That's why we miss what we got. You hear what I just said? We never take time out to even appreciate what we have. That's why we miss what we got.
We're going higher. We're going higher. Yes. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
And
we're
going higher.
So I think
and we've got some plans for the new year. We're going higher.
Yes.
We're going further. And so forward and upward. That's my motto.
Yes.
That's where we're going.
If I could say this one last thing. Be careful in 2023 when you're choosing folks to do eulogies. I went to a funeral last week. Y'all don't believe the story. I'm trying to tell y'all the truth here now.
I'm a little scared about this, but go ahead.
No, listen,
I know, me
I
too.
I went to a funeral. Sister Jackie, man, 82 years old. She passed. God bless her soul. Sister Henrietta laughing already. Sister Jackie passed. The preacher was preaching so long during her eulogy. That Sister Jackie got out the casket and said, I'll meet y'all at the cemetery. I will meet y'all at the cemetery.
I knew this was coming.
They must didn't believe that Sister Jackie was going to be at the cemetery, because once we got to the cemetery, she was in the ground throwing dirt on herself, saying, I don't want to hear nothing else from that preacher. I wish I had some help on here.
You know what? Okay, that was a good one. Okay, Chaplin, that was a good one.
My message to y'all is be careful, man, when you're choosing preachers to do eulogies, man, because, boy, the body will get up out of there and leave. God bless y'all.
Yes, thank you for hearing that. Minister Randall Smith, you're back from your world tour. See, here's another. He getting just like the Sunday morning team now and going out of town and stuff, you know. How are you this morning, sir, Minister Smith?
First of all, you better repent, because I'm out on the world tour.
Well, I heard you was out of state, okay?
Yeah, I know. However, Kathy, you better get on your knees. Boy, that was bold right there, bro.
That was funny.
I know that was, you was just being carnal. I get it. And so I enjoyed what I heard Sister Christine say. I am becoming.
Yes.
I got one better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am that I am.
That's right.
I'm going to let y'all marinate on that one. I am.
Amen.
You know, I heard that this week.
Don't do it.
Somebody said that about who people are. And Jesus, didn't he say, I am? That's his name?
So
yes,
he did.
I mean, it just stops right there. I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said
I am that I am.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Keep preaching, Dr. Smith. You can start. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, I went through a situation and I texted Brother Van too. He didn't respond to me.
You don't put me out like that? Out
I'm
going to
put you out like the mashed potato.
Didn't Henrietta just say busy I've been and, running up and down?
Yeah, but calm down. But let me share the other side to this.
You know, next time, let me have my assistant Sharia return the call.
I'm not worried about that right now. Remember, we work together.
That's what I'll do. Let me defend myself. I'm going to have my assistant Sharia respond to your call if I'm busy.
It don't matter. Because at the end of the day, I said all that to say, what it looked like it wasn't. And I got a message that there's something else coming this month. So
look at all these another prophet in the house today.
What I'm saying is it really made me feel some kind of way. So I've got to make some adjustments. However, I just want to make sure that you get what you need. At the end of the day, some great things are happening. But man, I've been before the Lord, and I asked Him to heal my heart of some things.
Mm.
And this day and hour we're living in now, I choose my people wisely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people have broken my heart. I got accused of something that wasn't even true, and then the gentleman called me back and said he was feeling some kind of way. Wait, but you're older than I am. And I wouldn't. And I said, so you're trying to say that I would do that? No. Now, I'll treat you good, but I'll look at you differently because now you've got me worried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not on that page anymore. Too many great things have happened. Talked to the real estate person here, and she's helping me get set up with real estate class. Oh, I'm going higher and higher.
Amen. Amen.
That's
what
we're going to go with. Amen. Let's go.
Right there. Well, we appreciate that and for sharing that with us, for sharing your story with us. And I think that's what God wants us. He wants us to always strive to be better, to accomplish things, to do great things. And if you notice, when you make that step to do greater and bolder and better things, He helps.
You got it.
Even though some things may happen. You know, I was telling the story the other day, you know, about this young person had an interview and they were getting ready to go and they couldn't find the key to their car. And, you know, he was worried about missing out on this interview. And when things like that happen, you just have to stop, pray.
Mm-hmm.
And gather things together. God is trying to get you focused and get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and then once you do that, that's probably what he needed was to stop and pray anyway, because
mm-hmm.
this was a life-changing event. And so when we cannot be scared, intimidated, you know, when I pray, I ask for... when I get ready to go speak or perform or something, I stop, you know, and I pray before I get out the car to go into the event, or I'll pray before I leave the house when I'm in the backing out the garage. I'll pray to God to give me strength, boldness, courage, all that, so that nothing will intimidate me or make me afraid. Because God, it's like you get to be, He's trying to equip you. This is a battle. These are battles we have to fight every day. And you got to be ready to get out there and not be intimidated, not be afraid or scared. You know, in World War II, when the Allies were going into Germany for the first time along the Omaha beaches and in France, and all those beaches where the Allies attacked, you know, like the movie Saving Private Ryan. All those ships unloaded those boats, and the Americans got into the smaller boats, and they were dashing to shore to fight the Germans. Seen Saving Private Ryan, and you forgot about the opening scene. That's where God wants us to call on Him. I don't even know how I would have reacted if I had to be one of those American soldiers going on the Normandy beach to fight the Germans that day back in the early 40s. Some of those men were shot. Americans were shot before they even got out the boat. Some of them were shot when they jumped out into the water. Remember, the Germans were up on the hill shooting down at the Americans, the British, when they were attacking. And some of the Americans were throwing up. They knew that they were going to die the moment they got within range of the Germans. You know, they knew. So fear is the first thing that happens when you go to war, when you go to battle, the fear. And so you got to, God has to be with you from the beginning, because the fear will make you turn around and run away. The fear will turn you around before you even get to the battle scene. So you've got to pray and ask God for all the weapons, the tools, the protection, the breastplate of armor, you know? Let me stop preaching. Before you go, you know, and we have these battles every day. Somebody bail me out.
That's right. We have these battles every day, but God has not given us this spirit of fear, but a power
it.
Of love.
See, that's what
sound
I'm
mind.
Talking about. See, I'm not. I,
but if
I'm
God
not a Bible
give us
scholar like Evangelist Christie, that's what I was trying to
no,
say.
No,
I knew. I knew she could. I knew she could back it up. I knew she could back
but
it up.
But if He didn't give us the spirit of fear, where did it come from? That's the question.
That's the enemy.
And I believe that everybody in this world has experienced fear to some degree, fear, anguish, you know, where you're uncomfortable because you know you're going out to face something that is very unfamiliar to you. Mm. Just think about Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was sweating and it was like drops of blood. That's actually
wow.
a medical condition that you can
Preach.
Have when you're facing such anguish and such fear. But
Amen.
Because
mm-hmm.
he dealt with his fear in that
yeah.
moment, he went
yeah.
through the process. A lot of times we try to mm-hmm. run from fear or not pause and deal
mm-hmm.
with where the root of the fear is coming from. We
yeah.
have to stop what we're doing. Like you said, the young person should have stopped. They lost their keys. They were having a moment. But we have to stop what we're doing and actually deal with where the fear is coming from, process it, allow it to run through and out your body so
wow.
that you can
mm-hmm.
face whatever it is that you need to face. A lot of times mm-hmm. we suppress things, but you can't suppress it. You have to mm-hmm. let it out, release it, talk it out. Where did it come from? Get to the root of it. And then
yeah.
your response should be what Jesus'
mm-hmm.
response was. Not my will. Nevertheless, let thy will be
yeah.
done. And walk
yeah.
into it boldly, knowing
yes.
because he overcame, you can
Look
overcome.
Yes. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my goodness.
But you know what, Chrissy, you just confirmed to me that when I started to write this book, because my book that I'm writing, and it's been in the making for a while because I, you know, of course, I have to keep adding new things and things keep happening I want to speak about. But it was really the fear of telling my story, because like I tell people and ask me a lot of times, well, how do you always maintain a smile? Are you always so happy? And a lot of the times people misconstrue that I've had this perfect life, and I haven't. And when they, and always people, you go to cry when you read the book. But it took me a minute to sit down and say, do I really want the world to know all this other stuff that has happened in my life? You know, am I going to be embarrassed by the people and the family going to be upset about it when the truth come out about certain things and secrets and all this stuff? But for me, it's like you said, it's my me overcoming my own hurts and pains that I've endured that none of y'all, anybody that knows me probably would freeze when you read it, like, what? But the God in me was like, go ahead. It's time for you to release it. It's time for you to move forward in the things that I want you to do. Because holding on to a lot of that pain is not, and I didn't repeat this, it is not a good thing. You can only mask that pain for so long. And I masked a lot of pain for so long to the point where, you know what, it's time to let it go. It's time for me to speak about it and help some other people who are probably going through and have gone through and is going through what I've gone through. Because I feel like it's going to be a healing for many women and maybe some
yeah.
men too. So you're right. You have to let that pain go through you, run its cycle and get it out. because it destroys your spiritual cells. It does. It destroys everything about you.
Do you remember when we used to give testimonies in church?
Yeah.
And
yes.
A lot of us have done away with that,
morning.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But the testimonies, they helped other people to overcome.
That's right.
In Revelations, I can't tell you exactly where it is, but I know in the book of Revelation it says, and they overcame him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Who's him? You overcome the enemy and everything that he brings, whether it's fear, condemnation, embarrassment, shame. You overcome him and all that comes with him by the word of your testimony. So by you sharing your life experiences, somebody else is going to be able to overcome him because of your testimony and him and everything he brings, the enemy brings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I tell you, your testimony when you spoke this morning about becoming, I'm like, that's exactly what has happened in my life. It's the shedding of all of those things and stepping into the new life that God had waiting for me after I shed. And shedding is my book. I had to cut it off because it's like, look, we got to maybe come up with a book two or whatever, but this first one, I had to really come bring it to a close because there were so many things happening. And I wanted to talk about it and wanted to include, but we had to say, you know what, we got to stop it here because we've been working on this for so long, and I think the world is ready to hear what you've already got to say. And we'll just, you know, do another one if we have to, if I choose to do it. But I'm going to get this first one done, and it should be completed, hopefully. I'm looking at a release date of 2023 or maybe beginning of 2024, depending. But I'm really pushing for 2023.
You know,
and the name of the book is called Broken, Not Shattered.
Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome. Great. I love that title.
That's beautiful.
Let me just say this. I think a lot of people do not do things because of fear, and it's not just difficult things. They may think it's difficult, but even just regular plans on what they plan on doing next week or next month or next year. And I think a lot of people just decide not to do it just because of something about that gives them fear. I don't want to do it because it's going to take up all my time, or I don't think I'll do it because it's going to take a lot of money. But then you can't look at things. You've got to have faith, because if it wasn't for faith, we couldn't do anything. I mean, you know, we all don't have all the resources that we need to accomplish everything. But if you begin to work towards it, God gives you things that you need to help you go, and you wonder. As soon as you made your announcement, like, I'm going to write this book, somebody calls you up and tells you, hey, I wrote a book about 5 years ago. Did you want some of the information that I did, you know, on how I wrote my book? I mean, you know, you may also got an increase. A promotion at your job, it gave you some more money. Little things start to happen that feeds into your plans. But that's God. That's God giving you that extra energy and the resources that you need to move things forward. But that fear, you know, but we have to remember, and I'm not the only one. Yeah, sometimes I forget God's right here. He's sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's right next to me. I forget that sometimes. I'll start working on something, and you know, I'll be, you know, praying every day, faithful, working on the project. And then after about 2 weeks, somehow I'm, like, disconnected and not working on it. And what happened? I got distracted. You know, but it says, you know, I think it's in Isaiah somewhere about fear. I think it's
Read
Isaiah,
it.
I think it's Isaiah 41. It says, said, do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. I think
read
that's
it,
Reverend. Right.
Read
I'm
it.
I'm not one of those Bible scholars like where I have here on the Sunday morning team. I'm so glad that you guys are here, because if I misquote something or if I don't have the words, I know people like Evangelist Christie or Chaplain Cassie.
So it's amazing that she's missing that part.
She knows that word.
Because ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing. So obviously you've been on point, preacher. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he get cold up.
Yeah, yeah, he know.
But let
he
me
know.
Add this. Let me add this. So Romans 15:13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Henrietta, your testimony is going to help somebody. This book that you're writing is going to empower somebody, and it's going to put you on another level to continue to help people, because that's what we're here for. We're not here just for our own glory. We are here for the glory of God. And I'm going to give one more scripture, which is John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid. We have to remember, where does our peace come from? Where does our confidence come from? Where does our strength come from? Michael, you were running, but you talked about it. You talked about how sometimes we forget about God. God is the supplier of everything, of every good blessing that we have. Fear is not from God. Love is from God. And as missionary says, if you're going to pray, why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? So just pray and let's not worry.
Yes, thank you. And
Brother
Van Tool,
did you get that message?
Yes, I did. Yes, and I don't know why you're singling me out, Minister Smith. I don't like to go to. You know, my biggest fear is going to a church and the minister calls my name out. You know,
you need to hear that man again, because you from the show.
Fear doesn't come from God, Michael. Fear doesn't come from God.
I know, and that's why when the last time I was over at, one of the last times I was over at Greater Pentecostal, it seemed like the preacher was, it was Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews that was preaching that day, and she was preaching, and I tell you, made me got a little nervous, because I was like, did she read my text messages or something? Did she listen to my phone calls? You know, I'm like, wow.
She was all in your business.
She scared me, but I realized, you know, she was talking about everybody. It wasn't just me, you know. But when you sit in church and you start to get nervous, then you're in a good church. You're in a good church. You're in the right place if you get nervous.
Minister Michael, let me say this. If God allows the preacher to call you out in the service, there must be something special about you. And you must be special to God that out of all of those people, he would single you out to deliver a personal message to you. You must be special to God.
Thank you.
We got too many preachers on here, y'all. Y'all setting it on fire.
You know,
make him need a glass of cold water.
But I love, you know, I grew up listening to sermons. You know, as you know, I'm a preacher's kid, but I grew up listening to sermons, and I grew up. Sometimes my mother, her prayers would be a little bit long, you know, and I just went to see her on Thanksgiving morning. We had Thanksgiving dinner together on Thanksgiving Day, and I do miss her prayers when we were growing up, and my dad would say, you know, Mrs. Van Tool, or Major Vance who is going to lead us in prayer. And I remember as a kid, I would be like, oh, this is going to be long, you know. Or I was wondering when I was growing up, how many sermons I'm going to have to listen to from my dad. But guess what? Right now, I would love to hear my dad give a sermon right now. I would love to be getting up, getting dressed to go to hear my dad preach, and I can't now. You know, don't think this, each day, the situations that you're in.
It's in you, brother.
It's, yes, the situations that we face every day, the places we go every day are not going to last forever. They're not going to last forever. These, and we have to make the most of them right now. And yes, Minister Smith, that it's inside of me. Those, you know, I think those sermons, those prayers are what kept me from getting being any worse than I am now, you know. And and even as a preacher's kid, I thought I was good. I thought I was a great person. And I realized that my mom's prayers and my dad's preaching only could go so far. I have to do some things too. And that I can't get to the gate, as they say, Minister Smith. I can't get up to the gate and say my dad.
No bargaining with God, my brother.
Well, I know Evangelist Christy last answer. I'll get up to the gate and I'll start dropping names is not gonna work there.
Nope.
On Judgment Day. It ain't gonna work on Judgment Day. You know, they might get my attention by mentioning Evangelist Christy name at the gate.
It won't get me in.
They might look over at me and wonder, you know, who's that making all that noise? But they sure won't let me in. It's going to come down to who I was. What did I do? Did I seek God's forgiveness? Did I ask God to come into my life and be everything to me? Did I stop doing all those things that I used to do? That's what they're gonna. Mm-hmm. They're gonna look in the book. Isn't that gonna be something? We think technology can record stuff now, but ain't nothing gonna be on God's book.
That's right.
When they look, you can't run, you can't hide. When they get to that page with my name, now some people. It's going to be a few pages worth of stuff on their list. Some people, it's going to be a few things. But when they get to my page, they're going to look on there and they're going to be like, oh, okay, you look at this. And you expect to get
in
here?
They're going to say, wow, he ministered every Sunday? They're going to say, ministered every single Sunday? Wow.
When we look to hear some things in life that's good for us, it's always come in the form of two. When we get married, we want to hear him say, I do. If we go to court, we want to hear him say, not guilty. Well, in my life, I want to hear God say, well done.
Well done. Amen.
I'm living my life.
A good and faithful servant.
The shortest scripture in the Bible is Jesus wept. Well, it's two words that's shorter than that. Well done. There's nothing in life that you can bring my way that I can't face because I'm living my life just to hear God say, well done. Because you know what comes after that. When you get married, you know what comes after I do. When you get found not guilty, you know what comes after that. So I want to hear the manifestation of God when he say, well done. Amen.
Yes. Well done,
amen.
My good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Well, Chaplain, on that note, we're going to use that. We're going to use that as the benediction this morning. Thank you. Well done, my good and faithful servant. That's how we're going to end this morning. What a spirited conversation. And this is what I'm looking forward to in the new year. Yeah, we can talk about politics. We can talk about the news. We can make comments on stuff. We can, you know, and we can make comments on some of the different things that happen every day. But there's a point in the program. We go switch gears. And we're going to make sure when we got those people, we're going to switch it up. And we're going to talk about do not fear. We're going to talk about God's grace. We're going to talk about what God can do for you, how he can work with you, walk with you, talk with you. That's what we're going to do. So, yes, we're not going to lose. You know, all these years, I regret some of the programs I've had over the years, not on different stations. I've been on WLQV. I've been on WCHB. I've been on the Praise Network. But guess what? A lot of those times, too much on news and politics. And Chaplain, you're right. Minister Smith, you're right. Now, it's not too late.
He's ready to preach, y'all.
Now, I'm going to turn it around. And I want to share the good news with people, not bad news, not news and commentary and all that, not politics all the time. But I'm going to turn around and make sure that's what do you think radio is for? You can reach a lot of people, radio and TV. Let's use radio, internet, social media, let podcasts, let's use it to spread good news to help people because people are hurting. Thank you, Sunday Morning Team, Henrietta, Kimberly, Evangelist Christy, Minister Smith, Chaplain Kathy. Thank you, guys. Have a great day today. And, you know, the lesson today, God just gives it to us. It was fear not. Fear not.
Fear not.
I am with you. Fear not, for I'm with you. That's our lesson today. God bless you all. Have a great Sunday today.
God bless you, Michael.
God bless you.
Beautiful Sunday. Everyone have an amazing Sunday.
Good to hear you again.
And my name
is Christy. Sister Christy, thank you for your words this morning.
Yes.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, experts in small business support services. Call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.